promote gun violence? Hypocrites. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson said that, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, in 1776. It is interesting to me to see the blatant hypocrisy of them that are to serve the people when they attempt to try and do a disservice by asking us, we the people, to do the opposite of what it is that they themselves do. For example, the People's Pope, of all people, was in America attempting to perpetuate global anti-gun propaganda? What does the Pope have to do with guns, you might ask? That's what I'm asking. Exactly. Aside of the obvious, Pope Francis is the one who said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Yet I noticed that he had 18 armed gun-toting Secret Service members protecting himself from the people that he is supposed to serve. Oh, and P.S., along with the bulletproof glass on his car, it's funny because I didn't see Jesus doing that when he was serving the people. What did the current president, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, he said that he wants to keep America safe, therefore he wants to stop gun violence. Well, how does he want to do that? Well, he wants to disarm you. This all the while, he has 25 armed Secret Service in view when he goes public to prevent himself from the people, again, that he is to serve? William Pitt the Younger, in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783, said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Tench Cox said in the Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Since when is it government's business to attempt to strip the rights of the American people away from them? It isn't. Neither do they have the constitutional authority to do so. Thomas Jefferson said, the Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. Samuel Adams, who happened to say in the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So therefore, apparently, the above said, these anti-gunners have not read the Bill of Rights, which are, in truth, thou shall not to those that serve we the people. But, and I said but, if the government can get you asking the wrong questions, well, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. The way they do this is to create an unlawful debate. A debate where they desire to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights in an attempt, again, to disarm you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said. He said, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So let me reiterate, government does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws in an attempt to recreate one that fits a global agenda and a global government. Oh, speaking of which, what of the United Nations? The United Nations would have you believe that they are there to keep the peace, but if you take the time to pull their cover, you will see the peace they mean to keep is through arms. The gun with a knotted snub nose on a pistol in front of the headquarters in New York contradicts their message outside of their building. Because when you go inside of the building, guess what's standing there? Armed guards protecting the workers within with guns from guess who? Anybody that would intrude and bring harm. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're doing a college tonight in South Dakota. Looking forward to it. And with that said, we're going to be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota on Monday, Lord willing. And it's been a 20-hour round trip on top of doing radio, on top of doing articles, which, by the way, you can find some great stuff over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as our live streams over there, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to it. It is the most censored outlet in the country. I doubt this not in any sense of the word. And if you look at the numbers of this ministry on a daily basis, you can see it being manipulated by the powers that are tolerated by the power of the people who stand down when they should stand up, for a better way of saying it. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that channel. Social media platforms on the top left side of that page. 13 to 15 articles over there as well. Also, beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. What we're doing today, folks, is we're talking about the Second Amendment. Yesterday, we talked about how the media is trying to redefine and brainwash the American people into believing that somehow or another, friends, that somehow or another, the Second Amendment for the individual to bear arms is an illusion. And I am here telling you, friends, by making reference to who we are, not to what they want us to be, by making reference to the Word of God. 1 Samuel 13:22 is the first one that comes to my aid. And also, friends, when you go over to the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which we covered much of this information yesterday. And what we're talking about today is they're attempting to redefine the Second Amendment. And I purpose this show, hour one and hour two, for this message alone, because everybody right now is being distracted by the two clowns in the circus of politics that have been handed to the people as legitimate candidates for the president of the United States of America. I want to remind you of something, because what I do a lot is I study a lot, I think a lot, and in the process, you know, just for food for thought, if you think about it, Americans, just 60 years ago, just again, listen to me carefully, just 60 years ago in this country, them that are behind the pulpits today, they would have not been tolerated by the congregants at large. They wouldn't have been allowed to preach in any sense of the word. A woman was not tolerated to preach from the pulpit, and that goes up to the Word of God once again, 14:34 of 1 Corinthians. What are we seeing today? It's a sign of a curse, friends. Isaiah 3 tells us that the women will be set over the men. And the reason being is because the men are not doing what they're called to do and commanded to do by God. But again, go back with me. 60 years ago in this country alone, them that are behind the pulpits would have not been tolerated by the American people. Just 60 years ago, the law and the prophets was being preached every Sabbath day, said my wife's grandmother, who died at 98 years old. Every Sabbath day, she said it was the law and the prophets. Now the law and the prophets are a thing of the past because of the hirelings that have taken over the pulpits. And again, they've taken over the pulpits because the American people, namely Christians, have tolerated them. Here's another food for thought. Today's musicians, what they call movie stars, I call them the fallen stars, and politicians would have been incarcerated for the lawlessness that they are attempting to promulgate, to push, to advocate today. I want to say it again. Today's musicians, movie stars, and politicians, they would have been outlawed by the people in this country. I do a whole show on Hollywood. For the record, just so you know, Hollywood used to be called Hollywood Land. At the turn of the 1900s, friends, the turn of the century, that land was given to churches that were building their parsonages in that land, and it was given to them for free. And all the way up until 1968, it was the job of the church in America to vet all of the movies before they were released at large to the population from coast to coast in the United States of America. Well, they forfeited all that right. So when you look at today's musicians, the fallen stars, and the politicians who would have been incarcerated for their lawlessness over 60 years ago, well, they're now sitting in position to do the things that they're doing because the people have refused to be that law. And yet here we are. The Lord has not changed, friends. I just want to make clear you understand the Lord has not changed. I don't care about culture, which is the church's report card in the sense of them changing. Christians don't move from the Word of God. They've got their feet upon the rock, and by the grace of God, they're not moving. We're to be influencing the culture. The culture is not to be influencing the church. But what happened in the 1960s is they have wickedly departed from the Lord's laws. And that's why we are in the predicament that we are in today. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The fruit of a lawless society is a bunch of antinomianists or a bunch of anarchists. They have no regard for God's law, and they exhibit it on a daily basis. And as a matter of fact, friends, that's what, in fact, is destroying this country today. But as John Wesley rightly said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. And that's exactly what has happened in this country. Don't blame the young people, folks. It's the older generation that has raised them up. Wisdom is justified by her children, and it's not looking good, is it? Nope. Blame yourselves. Repent. And I'm talking about the older generations that refuse to correct themselves. This generation at large, friends, when they have taken a stronger position, they're not going to forget those that have given them over to everything and anything and to be subjected to it while protecting them from nothing. They're not going to forget this up and coming. The up and coming generation, I should say, is not going to forget the older generation that has thrown them into the wind and given them over to the devil to raise them up in any sense of the word. So 60 years ago, this country was not at all the way it is today because of what the people have tolerated on so many different fronts. Let me get over to this because I need to cover one topic before we actually start to get into today's content. And I'll get to that in just one moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a SCOM. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're broadcasting live from South Dakota because we have an event tonight. Luke 19:10 tells us that we are to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Matthew 4:19, what does it tell us? It tells us that Jesus, talking to those that are saved from their sins, he said, "Follow me and I'll cause you to become fishers of men." Folks, that's all we've been doing for the last 25 years. As we are educating them, as we are edifying them, as we are exhorting them, as we are admonishing them to take heed to what real grace is, which is found in 2 Peter 3:18. Check it out when you get a moment. Before we get to the main topic, I want you to see this. I know that some people are going to be elated about this, but I wouldn't get too happy too soon or too excited about what may happen here. But it is good news in the sense that the people in the Dutch courts have had it with Bill Gates and his crimes. And for all of that which the American press, the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, and their useful idiots in America have done to suppress the truth of the matter concerning big tech companies, the Dutch court now rules that Bill Gates can face trial over COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Wait a second. This is completely antithetical to what we've been told by the mainstream media. Hey, folks, nothing could be, again, further from this truth. All day long, if you go on live streams and you see the news, and I'm talking about news that's worthy of the name news, information that the people must have, You're seeing people fall over dead all day long on the soccer fields, on the football fields, wherever they may be. Just people at large across the planet are just falling over dead still. This has not subsided. Matter of fact, the new COVID vaccine. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. We were in a restaurant yesterday. Again, we're broadcasting live out of South Dakota because we have an event set up tonight. Check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But with that, I noticed up on the television set where now where you go as far as when you want to get a meal, friends, you can't get away from the television. They're planted everywhere. You can't have family time anymore. But the point that I'm trying to make here, friends, is that they're pushing another vaccination. I want to say it again. They're pushing another vaccination. And the short-term memories of the people is what allows and gives aid to those that continuously advocate crimes against humanity. I mean, just look at it. The father of the vaccine today, friends, he's being supported. The American people are supporting their oppressor right back into the people's White House. This is the guy that calls himself the father of our vaccine or the father of the vaccine. He's the one that opened the floodgates to big pharma and corruption in government, state governments across the country, along with federal government, to go ahead and attack the American people. It's the best medicine in the world for the church, friends, because it fans the fire in making distinction between those that are the Lord's and those that are not. And what am I talking about? Go to Exodus 1, verse 10. What does it say? The more that they afflicted the children of Israel, God's children, the more they multiplied. That's why I continuously say, let their cruelty swell our ranks. And that's exactly what's happening, friends. But what's happening on a national level right now with the father of the vaccine is shameful. And he's doing worshipers. And that's exactly what's happening. People get excited about, Bill Gates being convicted or having to stand trial for COVID-19 vaccine injuries, but they forget who opened the floodgates to the likes of Bill Gates, didn't they? And haven't they? Yep, they have. Here, I want to show you this really quick, and this is the last point that I'm going to make concerning this topic. A new study shows that over the last 4 years, public trust in medicine has fallen from nearly 80 to 40%, one of the most rapid declines in history. This is why I continuously say to the people when I do events across the country, how the medical industry will ever come back from this, I know not. But I'll tell you what they have thrown off, friends, and I'm talking about the medicine, the medical industry. They have now fallen into the hands of a totalitarian, oppressive system of government that hopes to make it by mandate concerning the medicines that they have to take. And that's why at the end of the day, they'll work together in oppressing people, in forcing people to do against their will what it is that they don't want to do. And I want you to think of this. Pharma paid over $1.6 billion to reviewers at top medical journals. That's a lot of money. In other words, they basically bought information. It's brand new information. I'm going to go ahead and pop this up one more time. This is out in October 16th of just this year. And friends, again, I don't know how the American people have so quickly forgotten as to who's responsible for opening the floodgates. As a matter of fact, going back to Donald Trump, he's still out there trying to tell the people to get out there and get their shots. And no, you can't make it up, can you? Nope, you really cannot make it up. I want to go over to the main topic now, and the main topic being that of attempting to redefine the Second Amendment. If there's anything more important right now, it's this topic. Because this is the very means of defense on the behalf of the people, not just in America, but worldwide. We see governments disarming their people across the world. And it's truly sickening to look at. But they're trying to normalize disarmament in America today, as you well know. And this is all coming from your said representative government. Now, I just want to reiterate some of the posts that I've had. I had to take pictures of them for you. The Austin American Statesman, they have stated there is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms. Well, guess what, friends? I tend to differ. And it's interesting going on. We also have the propagandists doing their best to play semantics
and redefining the Second Amendment. If the courts aren't doing it, they're using the mainstream media, again, who's working hand in glove with corruption to do just that. The Washington Post said the sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought to be banned. Why is that? We do not believe the Second Amendment guarantees as an individual right to keep them. Now, again, as I've reiterated the point so many times, friends, I want you to remember the mainstream media and corrupt politicians want you to believe that they're speaking on your behalf. And unless you speak back, they're going to just keep continuously pushing forth the agenda. Here's another one. The San Francisco barrister said the idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual the right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. Hey, folks, these people, every single one of them, need to be removed from their positions because they're not journalists. They're useful idiots. They truly are. The New York Post posted law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearms access. Again, I stand here and I say I tend to differ. And let me reiterate the point from yesterday to today, friends, that your politicians in the modern day are doing everything to undo that which your forefathers established during the War of Independence. One more. The USA Today said there is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. Oh my goodness. Are they sadly, sadly mistaken? I want you to check this out, friends, because we're just going to get right into this. Because if there's anything that I can't stand, it's either a liar or a thief. And we're dealing with both of them. Because we're dealing with liars that are trying to steal away what? Our God-given rights. And again, we cannot stand down and play ignorant to their devices, Ephesians 4:14, in which they mean to perpetuate against the people at large. I mean, really, Americans? I mean, we don't have a right to bear arms? Who? It's a delusion, says the mainstream media. Where are these people coming from? What is it that they don't understand about the plain meaning of the Second Amendment? What is it that they don't understand concerning the preamble of the Constitution within itself, friends? It's absolutely embarrassing what it is that the American people sit back and tolerate, that sit back and allow these people, these criminal-minded subversives, to go ahead and undo what so many fought, bled, and died fighting against in their own backyards. Truly. It's shameful, to say the least. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to another point here concerning just that. And I'm having, for some reason or another, and I just found it now, so we're here. But I want you to listen to this. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Wait a second. In the light of what we just heard the propaganda say in the mainstream media, there's a confliction, a major confliction. One sounds like a communist and one sounds like an American. Can you guess which one I just read from? Samuel Adams, ratifying Constitution 1788. We'll come right back to this topic in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional-loving patriot who is tired of the lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses. A bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks...
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and FruitForLiberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
From Rapid City, South Dakota, we have an event set up at a local college here. I'm looking forward to it. Always love going to the young people. As a matter of fact, if you looked at our forefathers, such as George Whitefield, the John Wesleys of the day, and the Black Robe Regiment, the unsung heroes of the America that we know today, the preachers of the day, the Gideons of the day, and the Sons of Thunder of the day, it's interesting to note, folks, that they were the ones that were preaching to the young people during that time, college-age students. Another thing you might want to know, just shooting from the hip here, you know that kids, when they went to church with their parents, they weren't sent over to a youth group. They weren't sent over to a daycare. They sat there with their parents while they were listening to Puritan preachers, who were second to none in Christendom, and to say the least. But again, with that said, friends, do understand that we are doing the same that we can do and emulating them men, Hebrews 13:7, going and following those that went before us in the faith and going back to the old past. And this is exactly what we're doing. And obviously, it's not a very popular route to take, but Jesus did say straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that have deceived themselves into believing otherwise. And what they have failed to understand is the second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. That means a God that you've created in your mind that doesn't exist. God is a holy God. He is a just God. And the fact of the matter is, friends, he is the God of those that are found in Christ and in Christ alone, not outside, not those that are straddling the world and straddling the church and playing both sides of the fence. Nope, Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather have you hot or cold, but again, if you're lukewarm, I'll completely spew you out of my mouth. So with that, friends, I want to get back to what we were just talking about. We were talking about how the mainstream media and their useful idiots want to try to convince me and you that it's delusional to believe that somehow or another the right to bear arm on an individual basis is delusional. No, they're delusional. And again, as I said yesterday, friends, we need to send these people a one-way ticket to a communist nation of their choice and leave them there. And I'm not joking. When I look at what our forefathers established, there is no second guessing the plain meaning as to what they laid out in the Bill of Rights. If you look at the Declaration of Independence within itself, there is no way they could have threw off the tyrant across the pond had they not been armed. And I want to show you this if this is the first time that you've joined us over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com and understanding our history. This is a big, huge, the Hanover Resolves in 1774. What did they say? What an end to our rifles. What are you hearing today from the politicians and the useful idiots in the mainstream media? Just the exact opposite. What do you think they're teaching kids in elementary indoctrinational centers? What do you think they're teaching kids in middle school and in high school? What is the television teaching the young people? Folks, all being promoted and pushed by a world spirit, a spirit of Antichrist, an anti-American spirit, because it's one and the same under Christ. Psalm 33, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. Just the exact opposite. When you look at the anti-gunner politicians and their methods, one must ask the question once again, where did they get their delegated authority to go ahead and attack our God-given rights? They don't have it. Not whatsoever. That's why President Thomas Jefferson said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what our forefathers said. That's what the third president of the United States of America said. I mean, folks, there is a difference between a free people and an enslaved people. There are no in-betweens. George Mason, again, the father of the Bill of Rights, what did he say? In contrast to what they're trying to water down and revise in America today, to disarm the people, he said, is the most effectual way to enslave them. Oh, and you can rest assured, Americans, regardless of the fact that gun sales are skyrocketing, which I was checking that out during the break, all those people that are standing back and saying they'll take that gun out of my dead cold hand, I can tell you right now, although there are many out there that will actually live out that creed, no question about it, but I can tell you right now, all the majority of the American people that claim to be big and bad and making statements like that, they'll be the first ones to forfeit their God-given rights. Because they're the same ones holding down the establishment today that they complain about and what they've been complaining about over the last 60 and 70 years in this country. And furthermore, if it was true what they said, why is it that they've allowed it to come and get this far in the first place? Why is it that the American people and their backs are up against the wall? Again, I don't want to play down the American people that will stand up. As a matter of fact, my objective is to do just the exact opposite, is to exhibit courage and stand up in the face of criminal and subversives in a totalitarian system of government, no doubt. And I know that there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. And I also want you to know, and I'm going to show this to you right now, did you know that in 2023, did you know that in America, over 16.7 million firearms were sold? In 2024, there was 5.5 million firearms sold. Why is it projecting upward and not downward, friends? Did you know that during the pandemic, did you know that Americans added 60 million guns during the during that period of time concerning the pandemic. 60 million guns were bought during that time. Why? Because people are awake to the truth of the matter. But the people that are awake, you're the ones that I'm looking for. I have a question for you. Why is it that you're allowing it to get to this point before you respond? Why is it that you don't do what it tells you to do when it says in the matter of fact, I'll talk about it in a moment here. Why is it that you overlook the obligating of yourself in dealing with the corrupt politicians that are perpetuating this lawlessness in the first place? Why are you resorting to your gun rather than lawful measures first on? You have every right in the world to buy a gun. You have every right to your corruption. In meaning what you say by impeaching and prosecuting every single one of them that perpetuate these crimes. Because you know it's un-American, and yet you call yourself a patriot. You know it's a lack of conservatism, yet you call yourself a conservative. It's definitely a lack of Christianity, and yet you call yourself a Christian, and yet you tolerate all of this lawlessness. What would you expect from a government that murders its own babies and illegally sanctions what God hates? Proverbs 6:17, Proverbs. What would you expect from a government that has already murdered over 20 million people? And what's crazy about it is the American people somehow or another call out the corruptions of what they see in the halls of government and in their churches, but yet when they shout something out, they're right. It's what you are. And you just don't even realize that you're slaves. It's like what's going on right now between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Both of them are illegitimate. Both of them are controlled opposition. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, they're pushing the same agenda. They're just saying one of them when all the well you know there's 1,250 other presidential candidates. Go in deceiving themselves into believing that somehow it's okay and that this isn't going to come to their front door. It's got to scare the HE double hockey sticks out of your children when they look at your cowardice and your lack of Christianity, and your lack of conservatism, and your lack of patriotism. They've got to be ashamed of you, because I know I am. I remember one time sitting there with a guy, very much a prophet, and we were having a conversation about point. Now, all of a sudden, everything is just unconstitutional, that which has been constitutional. It's like it's ipso facto or something. It's like they want to manipulate your minds into believing what's not true. Wow. They're deceivers. That means they're liars. They're hell's minions. John 8.
Take a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular.
You don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
In 1989, they overthrew their, and I'm not advocating none of this, friends, but I do understand their position. But I do want you to say that the oppressive dictator, and this is the name that I'm not going to try to say or pronounce, but they've had enough. What happened in the 1980s, friends, was the younger generation seeing what this dictator and his wife had done to their parents for over 40 years. And it was the younger generation that stood up and overthrew this dictator. You know what the first thing they did was when they overthrew the corruption in the government? They took over the television because they knew that it was state run. I watched the documentary concerning this Romanian revolution, and it was interesting how the propagandist would work. They'd always keep the camera on the players. They'd always keep the camera on those that were never on anybody that was not there to help the agenda and to keep the oppressor in government. It's what's happening in America today. And the way they're doing this, friends, is they're doing this through the media. Because without the media, friends, they couldn't do what they're doing in a million years. And I'm talking about censoring free speech. And it's important that you understand that, because if you don't understand that, things are not going to get better, friends. They are going to get worse. So as you know, okay? So let me go back over here and get to what we were just talking about. I cannot even believe it. And here we go. I got it back. I don't know why it keeps falling off here for me. But they say that, and I'm talking about the useful idiots in corruption in government today, they want you to believe that the right to bear arms as an individual is illusionary. It's not constitutional. Everything they're telling you is who they are. They're liars. There's no truth in them. Let me tell you something, you propagandists. Your game's over. Micah 6:16, this has been going on forever, but people know that you're lying. You have no credibility whatsoever. So what they need to do, friends, is they, through oppressive and totalitarian methods, they do everything by force, by consolidating everything. That's what's at play right now. And what they're pushing through, the consolidation of the networks, George Soros just bought up over 160 of them. And it's interesting, he's selling the message under conservatism. And if you want to know why I say that conservatives of today are yesterday's liberals, well, just go ahead and understand what George Soros is doing, because he seems to understand what I've been trying to warn you of for a long time. But let me show you this. They want you to believe again that it's not your right to keep and bear arms. And when we look at the Second Amendment, we can clearly see what it says. It's the people. And then what it talks about, the militia, because that's what it says in the Second Amendment, right? And I want you to hear that, a well-regulated militia. Who's the militia? You're the militia. And it's interesting, because I can find where the Bill of Rights was there for declaratory restrictions concerning what they might try to do to us through misconstruction, right? Or to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its power, says the preamble to the Second Amendment. It's interesting that it's already in the Constitution in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Whoa, what is the militia supposed to do? The militia is supposed to execute the laws of the Union to suppress insurrection. What's the government doing today? Well, they're illegally alluring military-age men into America from different countries. What are they doing? They're using what they call law enforcement against the law-abiding people in America. That is the definition of communism right there. But again, I want you to go to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, and see that for the militia, they're to execute the laws of the Union. The militia is there in case of what's happening today. Here, let me give it to you. From our forefathers, listen carefully. George Mason, June 4, 1788, addressed to the Virginia ratifying Constitution, or the convention. He said, "I ask, who are the militia?" That's the question. Who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. This just came to my mind, and I want you to hear this, because we were warned of this as to what we're dealing with today. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said this: "In the light of what you're seeing from the mainstream media, is this not exactly what James Madison told us not to deal with, not to put up with, and what not to do or to avoid?" James Madison said, "Do not separate text from historical background." Don't separate the text of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence, and separate it from then to this point. You have to go back to the spirit as to the times that it was written. Do not separate text from historical background. He said, if you do, said the fourth president, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Who are these useful idiots working on the behalf of? Illegitimate government. How are they getting away with it? Because the people are ignorant. That's why Hosea 4:6. George Mason asked the question, I ask, who are the militia? No surprise here concerning the answer. They now consist of the whole people except a few public officers. In other words, those that want to rule the people instead of serve the people. James Madison, First Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789, said, the right of the people, we the people in this country are the government. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia, said James Madison, composed of the body of the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Whoa. That flies in the face of these useful idiots through the propagandists in mainstream media, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Richard Henry Lee said, the Federal Farmer, number 18, he said this January 25th in 1788. Listen to what he said. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To do what? To preserve liberty. It is the essential that the whole body of the people always, 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 there is no such thing, friends, in gun-free zones. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, as how to use them. You see, all the way back until the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, friends, kids used to bring their shotguns in the back of their pickup trucks to school. They sit out in the parking lot looking at each other's weapons. Now, all of a sudden, if that happens, the people have been conditioned and desensitized to now call an unconstitutional agency named the FBI. They come in, and what do? They arrest everybody on the scene for doing what? Bearing arms. They have a right to do it. The FBI doesn't have a right to disarm the people. Do you see how desensitized the people have become? Here's another one. This is Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts. I'm giving you the reference. Number one, Annals of Congress, 750, August 17, 1789. What did he say? He said, what, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. What do we have today, friends? A standing army. What did the federal government just give themselves power to do unconstitutionally? To go ahead and use lethal force with the use of our military against its own people. What do you need, Americans? What do you need? You're the problem. You are what stands in the way of this global initiative and global order. And what are you doing? Well, you know, out of my dead cold hands, this gun ain't going nowhere, man. I'm standing firm with a beer in hand and the old lady right next to me and the television set on. That's not how you win your freedoms. That's not how you win your freedoms. You're trying to sustain at the line concerning where they have drawn it, where you have allowed them to draw it. Enough of this nonsense. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and post this article so you can see for yourselves all these quotes from our forefathers concerning the nonsense that we're being told today.